Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yes, we're back keeping the ball on the ground!
Is it keeping the ball on the ground?
That's what it's got in the fucking shape, mate.
Europa League.
You know, ready to shoot that?
No. Africa.
You ready to question? Are we going right? Dino, what's the first question?
Heartbreak last night for Rangers. Is it heartbreak for Rangers?
No.
It is.
Oh, well done, Paul. Right, before we start, boys, we're going to FaceTime Derek Ferguson, because have you seen the videos on Twitter?
No. Brilliant.
Mate, he's been steaming for 3 days.
Has he?
He could be the best guy in the world.
I think he's now got that.
That thing he was doing with the bottles of Peroni was unbelievable. I didn't know he could get his legs in that position, did you?
Right, like, at that age, still going on and doing
only got to pop a corkscrew with his arsehole.
Yeah, do you know what? I've got his number, right, but I've got one for one before. I'm surprised
he must have pranked him.
Right, let's get him up, Derek Ferguson.
Is that still what, one for one?
Aye.
Need to try that.
Can you FaceTime on video? Right, while we're trying to phone him, it was heartbreak. Oh no, let's take Grosvenor first, Paul.
Grosvenor, sign up from Grosvenor Sport is bet £5 and get £25 in free bets on any sport, Kevin.
Sign up at gsport.com/ open goal.
Before we get in it, where did you watch it last night?
In the house. I watched it in the house with the kids.
I noticed the wee man, he's proper Rangers.
Aye, Tom's proper.
So he
won
Celtic one Rangers. So how was that? There was the Celtic one.
Did you get in a fight?
They were fighting in the garden, aye. Tom, nah, they were actually alright, to be fair. Like, my kids don't
the answer.
Nah.
They'll be like they're trying to have an addiction.
My
somewhere.
Kids maybe are maybe at a point where they don't understand.
Hanami Darante! They won a quad.
They took another quad.
But German, but
Tom's Rangers, obviously the story behind that is at Christmas time the uncle asks what they want the kids for.
The uncle's Christmas. Jamie Adams who played
he said far too many shout-outs.
Tony Adams boy,
innit? So I produced two Celtic tops for the middle kids and then Tom's ended up with a Rangers strip, so that's fine, and Tom's embracing it. His wee cousin Freddie has learnt him quite a few choice songs.
Right.
So
in the house, sing it in the house.
Aye, so Lynn's been a Rangers supporter. So the goalie's a Rangers supporter, obviously. When she gets called the goalie, you understand where that comes from, you know what I mean? So
we
just watched in the house and it wasn't the greatest final of all, but finals are never the greatest because there's that much pressure on both teams, but obviously as the first line says, heartbreak for Rangers, Simon.
We did mention it off camera, Rangers extra time, fit as fuck, isn't
fit as fuck,
unbelievable.
You talk about your team, Simon, about wanting to be fit. There's a reason why you want your team fit. See if you're able to keep going right.
Massive.
And it's not just last night. Rangers went to extra time in the Scottish Cup. They've had all these games like Tuesday, Saturday, whatever it may be up to this point, and they're still going. And people are saying on social media things like, well, this will benefit Hearts. That won't.
Well, they showed that last time, didn't they, in the game?
In the semi-final, and it shows, Simon, the key factor that both he's failed to mention was with Steve Davies coming on. And the reason that you can keep going is because they had much more of the ball. When he came on v Celtic, he sort of took care of the game in extra time as well, do you know what I mean?
Steve Davies should start the game.
He can zone side. So either they're super fit, but when you're keeping the ball, it's much better to keep the ball fitness-wise, of course, than actually try to chase it and get it back.
So I was going to talk about fitness and then I was going to talk about on the ball. We'll finish with the fitness now because you've moved on.
No, but my point is on fitness, it's much easier. No. It's a fucking great one. You've just caught me in there.
No, the commentator said what you're trying to say last night.
I don't want to see what these two said last night.
No, I know.
Because they two are fucking waffling on it, guys. But certainly on Steve Davies' side, when he comes on, they get much better control of the ball. Aye. So they don't need to be chasing about, whereas a Kamara, Ryan, Jack Lundstrom are very much... Lundstrom's good technically, but I think that Kamara and Jack are very much dog like, if you like.
Have you ever went at it like that for 120 minutes?
I've played
120
seconds, possibly.
Man, that's longer. They're longer. They're probably the fitness levels.
120
seconds,
definitely.
Listen, we've got about my dad, and we're not interested.
I'm done for 2 hours. They can go. It's the fact my dad is, but he's the one that drives it. He's great, the wee man.
Well, does Susan just sit there?
She sits in front.
Aye, just control.
I thought John Lundstrom summed it up perfectly then.
Yeah,
he says we could have been braver, but it is also hard, like he said, in a final like this. It's so tense, you probably are so worried about making mistakes. But the way Frankfurt pressed Rangers, I thought it was on to actually play and dominate the game. And that, like you said, Steve Davis maybe in there for the start.
Yeah,
I think it would have been a better option.
I think when I half time, somebody messaged us, what do you think of the game? And I thought that when Rangers kept the ball, the more they kept it, the more controlled they looked. And then when they got into the final third, it was like a wee bit rushed sometimes, just looking for that wee bit.
But I think that came down to having a Rebo up front. Rebo never wasn't sure whether to drop in, whether
to you're talking about being braver. Do you think later in the later stages, obviously Roof come on with Davis and Ramsey come on, and the Roof and Ramsey especially in the very late stages, had they come on a wee bit, maybe just say into extra time, I think that might have given Rangers a better option, because the one ball over the top for Roof. The defenders for me for Frankfurt, they looked on their knees, the two boys, the two centre halves particularly. And I thought there was a chance to get in behind them. And by playing that long ball, the fact that Kent was able to get to that unbelievable opportunity, that could have happened a wee bit more, I thought. And I thought maybe the manager could have been a wee bit braver and put Roof.
I thought Roof would have been on 30 minutes to go.
I thought he should have been because I know he's just come back from injury and stuff, but I think fresh legs up front, Simon, and you've got somebody like Roof who's dogged, he's hard working, he's willing to make runs. That's going to cause problems, because there was plenty of times in the game where the team, plenty of time in this, the injury time, no, the extra time, where players had the time to play that pass in behind. And I think if you've got a willing runner, it might have been the difference.
But extra time, Ryan Kent's chance. Should he score, or is it a good save for the goal? Yes. I also think Owen Hargreaves made a good point. Defender does really well.
He does, because a lot of pressure on him. Really, so he's not got a lot of time to think, well, I'm going to whack it out here or whatever it is.
He's just wanting contact on it.
I think
he's one in the first half's a better chance on his left foot.
Screws wide.
Take a touch close to the goal and go across the goalie.
Go across.
But it's one of the best saves in history, that.
Right.
How the keeper's threw his body across there. I know it's a natural movement for him to go across the goal, but in order for him to do that, it was just unbelievable.
I thought he was a very good goalie, by the way.
Yeah.
Kevin Pratt.
Yeah, brilliant save.
Brilliant save. Should Ramsey have came on as sooner as well, or?
Don't know what's the deal with him, si.
So for me, when Rangers had the ball, Lundstrom and Jack kind of dropped deeper, split. Yeah. And Kamara also almost becomes a 10.
I know.
Again, I'd prefer Kamara back one in kind of a Jack role, going getting off the back Goulson, one, playing through to
Goulson. He was playing a lot of diagonals, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So they're maybe hoping Kamara sort of second ball.
Won't get off that second ball. Uh-huh. Again, that's not really his game.
But Kamara, then when they get it done in the areas, that's probably where you want a mere sort of creative player to get on the ball in there.
I think Ramsey could have come on earlier and found the pockets of space between the back forward and the midfield. And when Goldson's got the ball, could he maybe Goldson was kind of hell bent on a point where he was trying to get that diag to Tav, and I could understand why, because Tav, to be fair to the boy that was marking Tav, he kind of nullified his danger. He didn't allow Tav to get his forward much and get crosses in. Whereas in the injury time and extra time stuff, when they try to get that diag, and I was just thinking if he'd have brought Ramsey on, maybe he could have found that space in between the gaps where he could just have maybe dropped it in. But it's all ifs and buts. You know, you're thinking there, 35, 40 degree heat, yeah. Tired legs, yeah. You're into all sorts of minutes. Your mind doesn't think the same.
And that team, Kev, won, they beat Leipzig at home. They battered them. So you can see why it has.
They were beatable for me.
They were definitely beatable.
I was disappointed in them. The game was there for Rangers. Like, I think Lindstrom's right. If they were a wee bit braver, I think they would have beat them in 90 minutes.
Do you think they were maybe thinking... Frankfurt were maybe better, obviously not in West Ham and Barca, maybe sort of give them respect, but maybe.
But in the West Ham got men sent off in both games.
And West Ham still battered them. So
it's like you say, a lot of times first half Goldson was just hitting boys forward when one early doors, Tavernier goes high, Lundstrom drops in, Goldson just gives Lundstrom the ball as you want your centre after you pass the bottom midfielder. Lundstrom turns and he hits a belter at a diag to Kent. I think Kent maybe gets fouled on the edge of the box, they didn't get the foul, and after that They've never done it again.
No.
It's very much that, straight boys for a Rebo trying to spin in behind, which is not really a Rebo's game, is it?
I think if you analyse the game quite a lot, every time Ryan Kent got the ball, he looked a threat.
But he never got it enough, eh?
But he never got it enough.
But that comes with it. Barisic was doing nothing. Amount of times that they played out to Barisic, space to drive in, turn back. That's how Bassey's mistake comes. Barisic's got space to drive in. Instead, wait, somebody comes back, passes to Bassey, who trips, and the guy runs through. But
Bassey.
To players, what we say, don't care about making mistakes, how you react to it. Bassey, mistake, slips up, sprints back, stops a goal. Bassey.
What a performance for him.
He was outstanding.
By the way, the Rangers might be teams looking at him now.
Yeah. But he was outstanding. He looked like a proper top European player last night.
I've championed him for weeks. And I swear to God, last night was the pinnacle for me. He was unbelievable.
Really?
The analysis before the game was about how quick the young fullback was for Frankfurt and how he'll bomb up and down.
Was that 36?
He was to Mahida.
Mate, he would not pass the ball.
No, he wouldn't pass.
He just wanted to score the winner in the European final. You could tell that.
Is he no one?
He had the playground head on, wasn't it? I'm scoring the winner here.
Is he no one loan from Dortmund or something like that? I think, or whatever it is, but they're talking about how quick he was, and I thought, oh God, that could be a good matchup, him and Bassey. Nah, because he's so physically strong, he's physically quick, but he's actually composed on the ball. He's just a unit of guy. 22. See when I said to Lenny, he's 22. He's like, no way.
See his size in the one, but he pulls his shorts
out. He's
you get excited.
He's going to attract interest.
Like
he's going to attract severe interest.
Yeah,
he'll be very
can
hard.
Can Dora run for him,
we couldn't afford him.
No,
nah, you're talking a lot of money for that boy.
But see if you're a Premier League team, but you look at all the things you're doing in there, you need to tick this box, and he ticks every single box you've got.
When you see guys like Wan-Bissaka going to Crystal Palace to Man United for 50-60 million, there's no way Bassey can go and do that type. I'm not saying he's going to go for 50-60 million because that doesn't happen in Scottish football, but he was a colossus last night.
Right, Aaron Ramsey, we need to talk about him. That could be the worst feeling in football, eh? I think it's even worse when you're a lone player.
Would I be right in saying that he had this feeling?
Why did Kent? Did Kent not have a penalty? Why is Barisic coming off by the left foot like Barisic's got? Why is he coming off?
He's played in massive games.
But he missed in the FA Cup final.
I know if you penalty. Chelsea.
I don't care how much money you are, how good you are, that comes into your head.
But like I think when he signed him, he was signed for the big moments, wasn't he?
Yeah,
if Ramsey doesn't have a penalty last night, so what was this guy signed for?
I just didn't buy into this bringing on the player
with 2 minutes to go, mate. Again, I'm the same.
I don't get it.
I'm the same, mate.
I don't get it.
You want guys that have been involved in the game?
Yeah, remember Mark Noble came and missed 95 minutes.
I don't get that thinking. You must have the players that are on the park, the confidence they've had for getting to 90 minutes, getting through extra time. All you're doing is walking up and taking another step and putting the ball in the net. It's
I agree.
It's frustrating because it's one of them hindsight things that what if. But like you say about Barisic, for me, and I'll say this, I feel like he wanted to come off.
100%.
I think for me that it was a bad night for Barisic in terms of going forward. They kept coming back, losing the ball.
Defensively,
but for me, you've got a wee bit of cramp, but so did everybody else. Just get through it.
Mm-hmm. I'd be doing the exact same as him if I was in 118 minutes before pens. I'd be thrown.
No, but think of this, right? You're coming off the bench with 2 minutes to go. You're only getting brought on to take a penalty.
No, I get
you're,
that.
You're like, boys have done so well for 120 minutes. I'm being on for one thing. I can't miss.
100%. I'm saying for
imagine
Barisic.
That on your head, mate.
I'd be saying you're needing extra time, though. How am I getting off this pitch before penalties came on? Have you ever beat the pens?
That was the old Dell game run at me.
For the first minute, but...
I got to pens. I went to pens and I'll be honest, I didn't want to take one. I shit myself.
Centre forward?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I had never took a pen in like a football match up to that point, and then we got to pens against to Crystal Palace and Big Mick came in, who's went to penalties. And be honest, I was struggling. I was physically.
Kid, on your speaking to the fitness coach or something, didn't
I know,
you?
I struggled to start the game because I had a bad dose of glandular fever.
I thought you were going to say the shits.
No, and I managed to get through the game and I'd scored in the game. I'd played well in both games and I just thought,
scored in both games?
That's why
you're sitting here, man.
I know. I just had this feeling that I didn't want to be the guy that let the team down. That's how I felt and that. I thought, if I'm feeling like that, well, don't go and take one. Let somebody that wants to take them, and obviously five guys all put their hands up and fucking Jeff Whitley try to dink the keeper.
I just couldn't.
I remember watching that game. Jeff Whitley tried to dink the keeper.
Try to dink the keeper.
Big Mick was fucking raging, Big, wasn't he?
I'll not even explain what Mick said in that dressing room, but it wasn't nice.
Oh, fucking hell. Why would you try dink it?
So, have you been to a penalty shooter?
No, I was going to say, I'd always come off. Always throw one.
You didn't really get penalty shooters in League Two, that's in Scotland.
Was there a fit play though, you know?
You play for penalties wise?
Penalties, League One playoff semi final. I was off, I've been hooked. I was playing right mid, had a fucking shocker on the telly, killed my mate.
But TV, if you're talking coaching,
so I'm on the side
mid.
Exactly, mate. Manager seriously. Should never manage again, putting us right mid. Anyway, so we get a penalty shoot with Brentford, mate. The game finishes 4-4. Unbelievable game of football. Again, wee Miles Story, who was up at Inverness, Aberdeen. He comes on again for the last 5 minutes of the game. Can tell he's no in the game at all, he's hardly touched the ball. So I'm sitting on the side, we're not allowed to go on with the manager and the players, it's just the 11 who finished the game and the manager. So I'm thinking, he'll hit one. So it goes to 4-4, they score the fifth, and wee Miles starts walking up. I'm like, who the fuck's let Miles? I couldn't believe it, mate. Older boys there that had fucking played in playoffs, stuff like that, and wee Miles is walking up, and I'm not being horrible. I was like, that's us, done.
He's missing.
I'm released. I was only getting kept if I went up.
Go to the kitchen.
We were staying down. I was like, I'm going to the kitchen.
I just wouldn't ever rely on my my technique and pressure. That's me.
You think your legs would just turn to jelly?
Aye. You know my mindset.
When I did start taking penalties at Kilmarnock because I was the captain, I thought,
you're
fucking
the pens.
I took the first penalty at Kilmarnock and I missed it against Hearts of all clubs, and I thought, oh, fuck. And then when went to Hearts, my first game and my debut game, we got a penalty, we're 3-1 up, and Callum Elliott went, Kevin, you go and take the penalty and get a goal and get your heart clear off and
running. You go, me man.
And I thought, oh, cheers for that. And as he's gave me the ball, I'm sitting there thinking, fuck, last time I took a penalty, I missed.
So that was actually going through your head?
Aye, so I put the ball down and I thought, right, Kevin, just walk up and fucking melt this. As hard as you can up at the corner. And I fucking laid up at the top corner. And then every week we got a penalty and I just took the fucking ball, walked up, hammered every single one. And then by the time I got to like the third and fourth one, I then started thinking about it, like, right, I'm going to pass it to that right corner, pass it nice and firm, and just take the chance.
You have got a nice firm.
And then firm pass. Firm. And I remember Randolph at Motherwell, keeper says, damn. Fucking hell, big man.
Is that him with the big red nose?
Aye. He says, why did you pass it? And I says, because fucking you're that clever, you'd have watched my previous three penalties.
I think about it too much, eh?
And I just thought, no, there you go.
That just shows you how much it is. Football's all in the head, isn't it?
It's all in the head. Because you're
I don't think I'm fucking scoring
you
here.
You can't in that, mate. Your mind doesn't fight like that.
The five penalties.
No, 100%.
The five penalties that Frankfurt took last night were fucking nothing short of unbelievable.
Yeah, great stuff.
No goalkeeper saving any.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Those.
The hang on, so see when McCoy and somebody else kept saying, who was it?
McGregor.
How good? I was like, stop saying that. There's only one thing that's going to happen, man.
Stop saying that. 100%.
He's the best of it.
One of the best lines in commentating history, why Ryan Kent isn't making runs in 117 minutes. We need to get Stephen Craig in a book test.
Did you see somebody's tweet? Stephen Craig saying that the heat can affect your passing. It must have been fucking roasting at Fir Park every time he played.
I saw that.
Right, where does Aaron Ramsey go for here? Where does he go for here? Rangers are not taking back.
Question what you ask us, right? How do you end up in 400 grand a week at Juventus and you get the option to go out and loan for like cheap? So again, club's an option to take him and he ends up at Rangers, right? No disrespect to Rangers, massive club, heading for Europa League. I can see why. But why was there no any other big noise from other teams to take Aaron Ramsey?
I think now, Kev, teams in the Premier League are so obsessed with how many games you played, how many times you injured. Nah, I'm not touching it.
He's not played, have they?
So for me, where does Aaron Ramsey go from Juventus now? Where does he go?
Imagine he went and signed for like Cove next year, man. I'd be amazing at that.
Like, I don't doubt for a second if that guy could keep himself fit. A team somewhere is getting an unbelievable footballer.
I think Burnley were the other team in for a minute.
Is it Burnley?
Burnley were when he went to Rangers. I think Burnley was his other option. But again, these guys can't afford to go and give.
No.
He's probably going to be their highest earner. And you can't rely on your highest earner to be on the pitch every week. So I don't think these teams even take the gamble.
I don't want to say too much on Aaron Ramsey because we as a nation might end up playing Wales. Mm. And come back to bite us in the bum. But last night...
To bite your arse.
I know you would. So I look to bite. Last night for me, Aaron Ramsey, when he took that penalty, I can see what he's trying to do, but for me it didn't look like somebody that was 100% convinced.
Just shows you thought it. Doesn't matter how good a player you are. See when the confidence goes mate.
See when you get that feeling of fucking jelly belly. It's fucking a nightmare. It's the feeling of, oh my God.
You missed Sunday morning.
I've had that all. See that Sunday. What?
See, where does this leave? They'll still be looked at as heroes, Rangers players.
Oh, mate, what they've done is unbelievable in terms incredible, of budgets compared to other.
Listen,
other
what they've achieved this season incredible. Is right up there with one of the greatest runs in European football that a Scottish team's ever done. Like they didn't win the prize at the end, but to take your team on a £13 million budget to beat teams that had £250 million team worth of players in Leipzig, that's incredible. Some of the fans, like think about the fans. Fans have went over there, and you're sitting there watching that as a football fan. You're sitting there envious. You're hoping your team's there to experience that, take your kids and whatever it may be. So these fans have been on a tour in Europe, experienced some of the things, and obviously I look at... Memories of a lifetime. Look at the Leipzig game at home. That atmosphere was incredible.
Yeah.
Even from a telly point of view, the camera was shaking and everyone else. That's what football was all about. And by all accounts, there wasn't too much trouble and everyone was quite good and the fans picked up a few this morning that quite happy, enjoyed the trip and stuff. Sometimes... it's no meant to be, and last night just wasn't meant to be for Rangers.
Again, we've said about the players taking massive credit, but the manager deserves so much credit. The way he tweaked it
in each game, it's the little things that they don't recognise. I know there was a
you
question.
You can see why he's won leagues in Europe, didn't he? He seems very suited to European football.
No, good to see him
in the Champions League.
In the Champions League and sort of bringing his own players in, because there's a lot of Gerrard's players in it that's still in there, so it'd be interesting to see what players he brings in.
I think the battle next year could be the best yet.
Aye.
But then I think if Rangers don't get Champions League, they're not going to get that money.
But as Kev was saying, I think
they've made quite a bit of money from now for that
how much you don't remember
I think somebody said it was close to the £40 million that he would have got for the Champions League.
And then the other thing is that in Rangers' situation, a bit like Celtic's, where Goldson's unsure of where he's staying.
Yeah.
Can you keep Bassey? Does McGregor retire? Does Davis retire?
Big positions to fill, you're right.
Big positions to fill. Stephen Davis, does he retire? Aaron Ramsey goes back. Diallo goes back.
You maybe want that though, Kev.
Possibly, because he's then got a clean slate to maybe put his stamp on the team.
Yeah.
Celtic, on the other hand, losing like bit on Rogic, other guys, what have you. Not so sure they're getting what they want. I don't doubt for a second if Rangers buy well in the summer that they'll go through these Champions League qualifiers. I don't see any reason why they can't beat what's potentially going to be put in front of them, because the teams that are going to come up against, aren't they going to be any better than the teams they've just popped out of Europe and had this
Malmo
run?
Malmo last year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So for me, it's no all dead and buried, and I'd love to see Rangers get a Champions League. Imagine the two Glasgow teams, Champions League. Unbelievable.
Again, it's not on the sheet, but we're talking about whether it was Ange's decision to get rid of Roderick and Bitton, both on 9 years. You're not leaving off your own back with a testimonial next year.
No.
Ruthless, Ange.
But again, you look at the sort of...
You're not taking the decision to say I'm leaving.
A year ago
to get a testimonial. Full house at Celtic Park, full family.
Right. As much as Tom Rogic is caviar at sometimes and big Neil Brighton comes in and does... The way Ange plays his football,
he needs 18 animals. Ange.
Aye, they two don't fit any.
Good point. That's how I didn't think of that.
Just thinking about that.
Legs. you're seeing young O'Reilly, he can get up and down the park for 90 minutes, and as time goes on, you'll see the quality and he'll. But listen, it's going to be an interesting summer now, si.
Yeah. Be good. Be a good league next year.
It's going to be very good.
Loads of money in Scotland as well, brilliant.
I tell you what.
Champions League podcast, wow.
Oof.
Make a Champions League
podcast. Who would you like for a Champions League podcast?
Who's Champions League?
We'll need to wait 10 years to find out what happened when he writes another book. What happened, mate? Tell you in 10 years. Sorry, but you read about it in 10 years.
See the. When Rangers played, I think it was the semi final, the quarter, and then they played Celtic.
The week after.
Aye.
And everyone thought it would maybe be.
Do you think now, though? I think this must have a big effect.
This is not a physical.
Especially after losing as well. It must be mentally.
This is not a physical, it's a mental
thing.
It's a mental thing to get over
then,
that.
Physically you're as well, mental. Playing in that.
You're fucking mental.
Playing in that heat, Si. You see what I mean? Playing in that heat as well, he says no physically, but I think physically the demands of that game, we're playing in that heat for 120 minutes. Must take a hell. I mean, the dehydration levels for a start.
I know, but I've seen you in your room heating up. That's full blast, going for it, and then coming out full of beans.
Aye, the next morning again. So maybe they will be. They've got 3 months to go, so you should be fine.
So do you think he'll take it? Will he tweak it? Will he bring?
I think he will tweak it. I think Davis will start.
Yeah.
I think the back. I think.
Bassey could play again.
Barisic will come out. I think Bassey will go left back. Balogun will come in. Davis will come. I think Arfield will start.
I think Ramsey might get a game.
Ruth's got to start up front now.
Ruth's got to start. I think Ramsey might come in and you might see a potential like fairy tale story. You might end up scoring at the winner or something in the cup final Saturday, just to make up for what's happened the other night. There's always going to be a hero, there's always going to be a villain, but I think Rangers have got a squad there after last week's performance against Hearts in terms of putting in 8 guys that won the regulars. Lowry could come in. Rangers have got options. Yeah. So he'll
Kent
probably
play again. 20 Kent looks like one
need
to play
him.
He's a very good footballer.
See if you're the Hearts manager, right? And I put you in the Hearts manager's boots, right? Are you mentioning that to the Hearts players the day? No, about we're going to get after them because they'll not compete? Or do you even mention that?
No, I would focus on
myself. Your own team. Yep. I think you've got to, aren't you? Because if you see that day, players and Rangers come out.
Yeah, you fucking told us to be tired.
Aye, no, you've just got to.
What we doing now? You should have played this because they're no tired. What we doing?
You got to stick to your game plan and go with it because.
Are you getting your clades after the last?
No.
Come on. Get them out, big man.
I see you got the couch.
Try and fit that full jumper in your mouth.
I see he's got the couch off.
Wee black man,
isn't it? It's a new couch, so he's got a black couch.
Wee black man. Are you going to say that in the rest of the day?
That's because it hides farts better than that couch, isn't it?
That's amazing, Paul.
A lot of comments on that.
Mate, he can just stop talking about it yesterday.
That was the best, I think. That was the best. The couch one's the best I've heard.
Aye, the couch was very good.
Because I've never, I couldn't think of anyone he would get with me.
I know, he was good with the couch. He is quite. That's why you've got to be careful, Paul.
Aye.
Hey, but he's bounced back. He's back again.
Stick to your style. Stick to your usual. If somebody criticises you, don't worry about running about. Aye, stick to your style.
The same company, same just a dark version.
No, that was DFS. That's that's a shite you with. That's Leatherland. Couchland. I say Couchland.
Sofa King.
Sofa King. That's one of them on Argyle Street, isn't it? Other end was in a retail. You got her in a retail park. That's on Argyle Street.
That looks good. Pre-markish.
No chance.
That's definitely Primark.
That's definitely Primark.
No, he went to Primark the other day, he kept up his record of doing a shite there every time he did.
Ultralight? What company is that?
Unicoli.
Is that Unicoli? Nice.
It's aye.
Did they, aye?
Trendsetter, I like it. And we'll be watching our boy Andy, won't we?
Aye.
100%.
We've not had a game for a few weeks now. Could that help him or hinder him?
Hinder him, Si. I think playing week in, week out, as Rangers have showed in Europa League, playing every sort of 3 days, momentum's key, massive in football.
Andy's obviously struggled. Has he struggled a wee bit?
He's feeling good now.
He's killing, I think.
Aye, so obviously I think there'll be a wait to Friday to see what the deal is, but
he'll be playing, he's fit.
There's obviously rumours that big Halkett and Suter are fit to play. Maybe no 100% fit, but apparently they're playing. So for me, that's a big bonus for Hearts. I think it's something like maybe 10 years to the day that Hearts beat Hibs. So maybe 10 year fairy tale. Who knows?
Yeah.
I think it'll be a very, very good cup final. Yeah. I think because of Rangers' antics in Europe and everything that goes with that, I think that Hearts will see an opportunity there. And Hearts can't play as bad as they did last week.
Hearts have got to go right up against them, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They've got to match them.
So.
But see, when I watch that Rangers team, how do you score goals? I just look at that Bassey and think, how are you getting past him? He's just very, very good. Neither centre forward, I'd hate to play against that guy.
Like Big Sims, maybe crosses into the box. goals in a
Boyce,
game.
How's Boyce? Is Boyce potentially fit? Is he?
I Boyce home, yeah. You've got to be clever, wee bastard. There's no point in trying to run him. See, this is
good because this is a wide player.
100%. So, see, if you're a wide player, right? I remember when I was, at a young age, if I realised the player's quicker than me or stronger than me, you have to use your brain. So, what I would start doing is I sort of coming into areas where Disney went. I don't mean coming away across the pitch to do what I want to do, but drop him into maybe a wee false 10, because a false 9, a wee 10, coming in there. If he doesn't come on, then I can get it. If he does come in, then the full back goes. Can he come up to people? It doesn't matter how strong you are.
Thanks very much for telling teams how we're going to play next year, Paul. Thanks.
No, that's my mindset. That would be when I take my own managerial cream myself and I go,
mate. So have you got a clip, so you doing that for?
No. It was what I was in my head. I wanted to do, but I never actually went and done it.
So your hearts go.
Just stood right next to her.
Do your hearts go 3-5-2 or do they go?
Well, they're playing 3-4-3. But see, recently, have they not went kind of Sims and Boyce up?
Aye. It's like Sims playing further up and Boyce sitting
in. Maybe it's one of the tens in Boyce. Yeah.
So I think that could work. But I like big Sims. I think he's a big.
So do I, but Sims.
He's a bit physical. I think obviously looking at the semi final against Hibs, he absolutely bullied the back four of Hibs. Big Portis was bouncing off him like a wee boy.
So what would the 3B if they play 3? Oh, they did play 2 up for Hibs.
So Boyce, Sims, and Mackay
behind them.
Aye.
No bad. That let Mackay sort of roam a bit.
4 with Cochran and Haring and Smith.
Kingsley
Suter, Halkett.
Potentially,
good team that.
That is a good team.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Is Bringham having
a Bringham,
is he?
If he's fitting to play,
I like Bringham.
Andy's sitting watching.
Andy's on the bench, yeah.
Aye, Andy'll be on the bench.
No, Andy, I think Andy will definitely
be the best player. I games like this, you need Andy.
Bringham's a good player, but.
Bringham is a good player.
I hear him.
He's a really good player.
Big Harry.
No, listen, you're right, it's going to be a cracking final. But see, Rangers, I don't know how they picked themselves up for this one 3 days later. I really don't.
See, if Rangers don't win the cup final on Saturday, how then do you reflect on the season?
Poor. They're a Rangers manager, you've not won a trophy, poor. Again, I know everybody says about getting the finals, which is an unbelievable achievement, but if you're a Rangers manager to finish the season with no trophies, it's been a poor season, huh?
I know, because I'm looking at it thinking, Christmas time, 7 points ahead, before they got to any finals, you're 7 points ahead in the league, you've lost that lead, you've lost your Europa League, and potentially you lose the Scottish Cup, it then becomes a disaster. No, it's not a disaster, but it's a poor season.
I think Rangers, you need to win trophies every season, but the way this is kind of happening, they've been playing games every sort of 3 days. So, from actually the achievement to get to the Scottish Cup final after beating Celtic, after playing the Europa League, was unbelievable. Yep. They're going to be playing a final 3 days later after that game they just played. So,
I get there are circumstances, I get that, but on paper, but if you're a Rangers,
you need to win trophies. And if not won the Scottish, I don't think they've won a sort of domestic cup for 10 years or something, somebody said. Don't fight the house. So, it's massive for them to start getting it. They obviously got the league last year, but. I don't know, sorry.
Listen, there's two teams here that deserve something. There'll only be one winner. Rangers deserve it for efforts they've had this season, and Hearts for their efforts.
Yeah, they've been brilliant.
Finishing third.
Yeah.
So the two teams deserve to be in the final, and may the best team win.
Oh, I love how he's ended it.
That was good.
What a way to end it.
Who do you
want? The best team.
Who do I want?
Next
win?
Cliche.
Potentially, I would like
Hearts and Rangers.
I'd like Hearts to win.
Oh.
Obviously, I've got an affection with both teams, but Hearts for me have shown. I don't know. I just think that both good clubs. Yeah. But I had a great time at Hearts, and I'd like to see Hearts win.
Be good to see the jet with a smile on his face. It's that usual face he's got.
I know.
That usual Billy,
Billy the buzzing. But no, listen. All we want is a good cup final and a good advert for Scottish football. Because
see that advert for Scottish, I've heard it far too much recently.
But we are trying to be neutral.
Game of two halves.
A game of two halves. Well, what other cliches?
Oh, pass it sideways to create an overload. Is that how you do it? Right. Simple as that. Why is everyone not just doing it?
No.
Right. Score.
Score.
I think Rangers are 1-2-1.
Score. I think that Hearts score first. Rangers score to make it a draw. We get the extra time and Rangers take it.
So you just take my score, huh?
Oh,
you got one extra time.
One extra time.
I'll go 2-1 Rangers in normal time. Paul Slane. I don't know if I'm thinking too much about it, but I think he's thinking of a score predicting the same as he predicted for the Europa final, so that it's the same outcome. What? I'm right.
Listen, I think we Rangers playing that final last night, no matter what, they'll have the momentum, and I think they'll win easy.
Oh, wow. So that's what he said
at
the
end.
Look,
I think they'll win it easy.
I know why he's saying that.
Well, is this the last one of the season? Oh, is it one next week?
What have we got next week? Have we got team of the season?
Team of the season on Monday.
I'm going to Marbella, right?
When you back? Right,
4 a.m.
Are you?
Back Tuesday, mate.
Port of Banus?
I thought it was Monday, I had Port of Banus.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
Can't wait, mate.
Who you got? Oh, is it wee Stag Lee Jack Stag? Oh my God.
You'll
man.
Be a nightmare.
I'm so jealous.
And you'll be constantly top of
you'll
football.
You'll be a fucking
no, I said that I'm not talking about football in full 4 days.
Oh, you will.
So I'll not be talking about fucking anything.
You'll be silent, aren't you? Mute.
4 days in Marbella.
I thought 4 days is too much for me now.
You couldn't do 4 days, could you?
Where are you going holiday, big man?
I've actually got myself a wee point with the passport office, looking like I'm going to get the passport in time. And I'm just
Show us the face you've done for your passport photos.
I haven't done that yet.
Right, show us what you're going to do. Brilliant, man.
And then
the accent, where are you going? Turkey, give me Turkish accent.
I don't know any Turkish.
No,
accents are it, boys.
Pretend you're a Turkish barber.
No, can I?
But you're cutting his hair.
You need to
fix that catastrophe.
No fucking Turkish barber can fix that.
Come on. He walks in your barber shop.
No, there's no Dane accents.
For the second last one.
No Dane accents. If anybody wants to help me book a holiday, give me a message.
Oh, it's sensational. Oh,
tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.